This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX this Friday and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite. I want to thank our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Panini America has everything you need. A premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL and NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. If you're looking for rookie sensations, they've got that. How about timeless legends? They've got that. Panini America also breaking new ground on NIL, featuring the biggest names. Caitlin Clark's in there, Angel Reese, J.J. McCarthy, Michael Penix Jr., and so many more. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net. Some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out their most popular brands. They got Prism, Select, Donruss, and so many more. And you got Panini Instant Cards celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen, such as Draft Night Instants. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Thursday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in, stay a while. Big reveal coming up next hour. Most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved. J.J. Watt is going to join us coming up here in a little bit. A lot to talk to him about. And Pat McAfee will join us coming up a little bit later on as well. Phone calls, 877-3DP-SHOW. The operator, Tyler, is standing by to take your phone calls. Say good morning to those on chat row. Also, watching on Peacock, that's our streaming partner, or listening on our radio affiliates, including Fox Sports Radio, iHeartRadio, around the country. Poll question for hour two is going to be what, Seton O'Connor?
We put up the Arch Manning poll question. He's going to get all the NIL deals or just focus on football?
Okay. I don't know.
Could see it doing either.
Family strategy.
Right.
Maybe you do just a couple. Do you say, hey, I'll do it, but I want my offensive lineman included in this? I would wait till I got through my freshman year. I think he's getting ready to enroll at Texas coming up in January. You know what? Cooper Manning has done pretty well raising Arch Manning, given the spotlight on him. And you got your uncles there with Peyton and Eli. I think they'll make the right decision. Yes, he.
The Manning family seems like they're pretty good at making money.
Yes, they've done quite well.
And I would imagine.
You know football.
I would imagine that it'd be like, well, why don't we just keep being good at making money? You know what I mean? I know, like, there's the whole, like, well, they don't need it, so he could just focus on football thing. It's like, yeah, that's true. They don't need it, but they're so good at it. Why don't we just keep doing what we're good at, making money?
We have some people who have thrown the BS flag on you, Seton.
What?
Yeah, we got a couple of notes here. It's called the Immaculate Deception, that you orchestrated some sympathy by coming back yesterday, being sick. There's a few people who have said shame on you, and this will forever be remembered as the Immaculate Deception.
So are they saying that I wasn't really sick?
Yes.
Wow, that's interesting.
Yeah.
And insulting.
Signed, Todd Fritz.
Yeah. Fritzy did not send that to me. Although I wouldn't put it past him. But I've been checking on the results just to let you know. And
you can drop any hints, tidbits?
We have clear winners.
Does anybody win more than one?
That I can't tell you. That I can't tell you if we have somebody who wins two of the awards.
Does anybody win nothing?
I can't tell you that either. Yes, Paulie?
In the final segment, I'd love to play guess who, the categories. Like, we guess, and you know. So we're going to guess who wins in each category. Also, Dan, we'd like you to put in what your vote would have been,
would have been
for each category.
Oh, okay. We're going to make it really uncomfortable for everybody.
Spacing it up.
Okay. Yes, Todd.
Any potential runoffs, recounts, hanging chads?
No.
No controversy. No, clear, distinct.
No, very, very clear designations here of least valuable, most improved, least improved. Yes, Marv.
And the winner doesn't get that Sprinter van.
Does not. The Mercedes Sprinter van that's out in the parking lot, we're giving that away at the Super Bowl.
Yes. To the most valuable Dan.
Not the most valuable. To a member of this audience. We'll have more details coming up. Yes, Paul?
Make it like Caddy Day. Remember the movie Caddyshack? 1 to 115? You could use a Sprinter van for 15 minutes and go wherever in America you like.
877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. We have football coming up tonight. The Jags are getting 2 against the Jets, over under 37.5. And odds to win the national championship, still Georgia, then Michigan, then Ohio State. TCU is a distant fourth. I wanted to know if, let's say TCU played for the national title. If TCU played Georgia for the national title, DraftKings potential point spreads for these national championship matchups. Georgia versus TCU. Todd, what do you think the point spread is?
16.5.
Seton O'Connor.
Say 7.5.
7.5. Marvin.
I'm gonna say 10.5.
Paulie.
9.
15.5. If Michigan played Georgia, Todd.
Georgia 4.5.
Georgia favored by 4.5. Seton.
3.5.
All right. Marv.
11.
Paulie,
Georgia 6.5.
7.5. Georgia would be Ohio State versus TCU. Todd,
interesting. Ohio State 5.5.
All right, Seton
11.5.
All right, Marv
13.5.
Paulie
8.5.
10.5. Ohio State versus Michigan for the national championship in a rematch. Yes, Marv.
Push.
Okay, that's your answer. Todd?
Ohio State 2.5.
All right. Seton?
7.5.
Paulie?
Michigan 2.5.
Ohio State 3-point favorite.
That's a slap in the face to Michigan.
That's the, if those teams would meet for the national championship, those would be the some of the betting lines there. It's interesting. Interesting stuff there. All right, we'll get some phone calls coming up. I watched some NBA last night, as I always do. The Nets scored 91 points in the first half. This is what's interesting. There's nothing going on with the Nets. Nothing. They're just winning. They're doing what they're supposed to do. No controversy, no headlines. Nobody wants to be traded. Nobody's going to be traded. Nobody's going to get fired. Nobody's covering the Nets. Nothing to see here. When there's drama, then we talk about the Nets. They won easily over the Warriors, 143 to 113. But 91 first half points, third most points in the first half of an NBA game since 1951. The 1990 Phoenix Suns scored 107 points in the first half of a game.
They put up 46 points in the first quarter and 45 in the second.
Yes. But there's nothing to talk about, apparently, even though they're doing what you want them to do, playing great basketball. Domantas Sabonis, 13 points, 21 rebounds, 12 assists. Roughed up the Lakers there. Sabonis now has 22 double-doubles this season. 9 straight double-doubles. Man, he's been unbelievable. And I look at Sabonis the way I did Kevin Love. I just thought that there was a ceiling there that maybe you were going to be 12 points, 8 rebounds kind of guy. Kevin Love, a better, you know, shooter, deep shooter. Maybe it was going to be 15 and 8 for him. Yes, Eaton.
We were just talking about how you're going to have the chance to watch either the NFL or the NBA on Christmas, which I think is kind of annoying because I've always, like, Christmas was always one of those holidays that you just watch basketball wall to wall all day.
Yeah, I know.
Which I really enjoyed.
Yeah, well, just a coincidence here. It's going to be on a day where there's a lot of football, and basketball is going to be an afterthought there. Yeah, Paulie.
So the schedule, NBA and Christmas Day early, Sixers, Knicks, then Lakers, Mavs, Bucks, Celtics is 5 p.m. Eastern. Mm. Grizzlies, Warriors, hopefully Steph Curry's around, Suns, Nuggets. And the NFL on Christmas Day is, hold please. You got the early game Packers Dolphins, 1 o'clock Eastern. That's good.
Yep.
Then you had the Broncos and Rams at 4:30.
Ooh. Okay.
I think we have to watch that. And Buccaneers.
But people are still going to watch Broncos and Rams more than they are an NBA game.
Buccaneers Cardinals at 8:20. Tom Brady, Trace McSorley in that holiday classic.
Well, of course, you thought that was going to be the showdown.
Sure.
And J.J. Watt will join us in about 10 minutes to talk about that matchup with Tom Brady. Kawhi Leonard scored 16 points. Clippers beat the Hornets. Kawhi Leonard has a regular season record of 438 and 149. Those are the games that he's played in the regular season. So his winning percentage is about 75%. That's the highest in NBA history among players with at least 200 career NBA games. Higher than Magic and higher than Bird, who were 1 and 2 on that list. Now it's Kawhi Leonard has the best regular season winning percentage of any player in NBA history. Here's Darius Rucker.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day, yeah, stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes the stat of the day.
NFL Sunday Ticket. NFL and Google partner to bring the fans the next generation of NFL Sunday Ticket on YouTube TV and YouTube primetime channels, spending a couple of $1 billion per season. Woo! This is always tricky when you have to change your viewing patterns of finding something. But going to YouTube and NFL Sunday Ticket, I just wonder if they just said, you know, whatever it's going to take, we're going to pony up that money. And I think it's a couple of $1 billion, $2.5 billion, something like that. NFL Sunday Ticket was launched in 1994, and it was on DirecTV. This was a godsend for DirecTV, and they've had it since DirecTV's inception. But the NFL and YouTube are now partners here. NFL YouTube channel has grown to more than 10 million subscribers. You're just, you know, the traditional media is not going to play a role moving forward. You know, we're seeing that. Just different places with, you know, a lot more money and needing that content there. Yes, Todd.
They do need to figure out a way, if there is technically, where you can flip from one channel to another without having to have 9 different remotes and shut one thing down. I find Prime Video very frustrating when you used to be able to just press one button and go from one network to another, one game to another. Now you got to get out of it and exit it and go to something else. There's got to be an easier way to do that.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yes, Paulie.
Well, I think with most streaming TVs, it's 2 clicks, right? You can just click back and...
Well, can you do that with Amazon Prime?
Yeah, you kind of can. If you have, like, depending on what type of streaming TV you have, you should hit one
button. I don't think it's that easy.
Yeah, it's kind of a pain.
Yeah.
It's not the flipping channels flip.
But are they doing that on purpose so you stay there and you don't go elsewhere?
Ooh.
Like, I don't know if it's by design. That's what I thought. Like, wait, can I leave? No, you can't leave. You got to watch. Yeah, see.
Well, there's no real way to put them all in one yet. You know, if you want to make $1 trillion, that's probably the thing you invent is how do you get Netflix, YouTube, Amazon Prime, and Fubo all together in one thing?
By the way, it's a Thursday. This is our last show. But I wanted to have a Meat Friday spread on Thursday, and Tyler fired up the Traeger grills. He went out and got apple and bourbon glazed ham, brie and cranberry pull-apart bread, and pigs in a blanket. Who has it better than we do?
Nobody.
Chris in South Carolina. Hi, Chris. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. Just wanted to give a shout-out for most valuable, Dan Ed, and most improved.
Okay.
Got to go to Marvin. I mean, he's like, the wild thing coming out of the bullpen a year ago. Comes in.
Okay.
Just crushed it over the last year. You know, the least valuable, and who I would compare to Ebenezer Scrooge, is Seton. He promised all of us in Pie Nation we would get a pie to the face shirt for all of our suffering and pain, and none of us got one in the mail yet. Seton, you have a chance for a Denton, just like Ebenezer.
Wait a minute. Hold on, Chris. I got to ask Seton about this. Did you promise Pie Slamma Jamma t-shirts?
I think we may have originally started that as a thing to send to people.
No.
That is possible, yeah.
Chris, I'm sorry. I'll get to the bottom of this, and somebody will be fired. But, if you want that Pie Slamma Jamma t-shirt, then we'll do our best. We'll see what we can find for you.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Wow. You could hear the disappointment in his voice.
He's very disappointed.
Yes, that Christmas ruined. Mm. Did we send out a couple? If you lost a pie bet, then you got a Pie Slamma Jamma t-shirt?
Yeah, I don't know. I really have no idea. I don't handle any of the pie videos, I'm not really sure. I would say whoever has been curating that content.
Who does that?
Probably had to get the addresses and then...
Who would be doing that?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think we do know.
Mario?
Oh, no. At this late date?
Yeah.
I mean, at this point, Paul is the executive producer of this show. Does it fall under your purview?
It has to start with you.
Like a quarterback, it all falls on me. Yeah. Put the blame on me.
And then it goes to Mario?
Right. Mm. But I'm going to take, I brought him in. I'll take the blame.
It's like you're like Mac Jones. You should have tackled.
Right.
Chandler Jones.
I probably would have tackled better.
Mario really lateraled it when he shouldn't have.
Well. And we are handing out most valuable backroom guy. Wow, that hurts.
I think we all know who's getting that one.
You think it's going to be Dylan?
Yeah, I mean.
Dylan, the graphics guy, also very popular on Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble podcast. The new episode drops later on today. How about we take a break? It's a gift to Polly. Fritzy reached out and said to J.J. Watt, could you come on here and cheer up, Paulie?
Not a holiday without it. Not in my household.
Okay. Now we have to decide here. Do we have fun where, didn't he have this speech where he talked about his teammates being great-ass dudes? Good-ass dudes? Yeah. Do we bring
off
that?
Off the field, we're good-ass dudes.
And then we made fun of that the other day.
Lightly.
Okay. Fritzy, does J.J. Watt know anything about this?
He does not.
Okay.
Although he did send me, when I initially asked him about it, he sent me some kind of screenshot of a tweet that involved Paulie with good-ass dudes. So he somehow, he may somehow be aware of it like he wanted to maybe address, like that we're still, all these years later, that we're taking shots at him.
Okay.
Just trying to compliment him.
Okay.
Being a good-ass dude.
All right.
Only off the field.
We'll get to, not on the field.
Not on the field, but off the field, they're good-ass dudes.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. J.J. Watt will join us coming up next. Pat McAfee in an hour from now, and we'll reveal the awards on the Dan Patrick Show in the final hour of the program. We're back after this. I can't say enough nice things about Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Now we invite you to check out their NFT marketplace at paniniamerica.net/blockchain for one-of-a-kind digital cards, available in packs or at Panini's public auctions on the site. Hottest rookies, biggest superstars, the all-time greats, featuring official products from the NFL, UFC, NBA, FIFA World Cup, and collegiate sports. You can collect, you can share, they have public galleries, complete challenges, earn exclusive awards, and build a wish list for the items you love and a whole lot more. Keep an eye out, the Panini NFT platform, unique, one-of-a-kind VIP experiences. Select NFT holders have access to on-the-field experiences at an NFL game or backstage at the UFC. Panini trading cards, giving collectors the opportunity to pull autograph cards, memorabilia cards, and rare inserts. Even one of one NFTs from every pack. PaniniAmerica.net/blockchain, the official trading cards and NFTs of The Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
All right, everybody. Game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today, and good luck.
This is Bobby Caldwell, What You Wanna Do for Love. This is the James in Virginia of songs.
Why? Because he's white?
Yes, he sounds one way, but he looks another.
All right. Yeah, James in Virginia fooled all of us. When we saw him, when he sent in a video, we're like, James in Virginia is white.
Arguably the biggest story of the year.
It's up there. Now, Tyler said, hey, some people in chat row want to vote for the most valuable caller. And I said, I can't recognize that because we have so many great contributors here. If chat row wants to vote for the most valuable caller, then they can vote on it. But I don't want to do that. There's too many callers. And it's tough enough picking out the most valuable backroom guy and then what we're going to do with the Danettes. But those on chat row, if you guys want to vote, then we'll recognize that coming up in the final hour of the show. All right, J.J. Watt, been a while since he's been on. You got Arizona. They've been struggling. They got Tampa Bay coming up on Sunday night on Peacock and NBC. He's a dad. I think his son is going to be 2 months old coming up tomorrow. had heart issues. He made some money with some sacks against the Broncos. A lot of things. Always great to have J.J. Watt joining us. How difficult is it now when you leave the house and you got your two-month-old baby there at home that you have to say goodbye to?
It's very, very difficult, but it's a whole lot better to come home every night. Like after a tough loss, after a tough road trip, it's just normally, you know, I'm in a real bad mood. I'm like down, but I still am. But then I come home and it kind of just melts away.
All you got to do is see that face. He doesn't know how your day went. That's always great there.
Exactly.
Did you get drug tested after the loss against Denver?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Monday. How does that work?
How does which part of it work?
Well, I understand what you have to do for the drug test. I'm talking about so right after the game, and then you go in a locker room, and then what happens?
No. So I got a text the next morning, Monday morning. I got a text saying you got selected for drug testing. Please show up at the drug testing area, and then you have like a 3-hour window where you have to go show up.
Is that a compliment that you're getting drug tested?
I don't know. It always seems to pop up after a 3-sack game. So I'll take it as a compliment. I don't mind. I mean, it's a slight inconvenience in my day, but I mean, it doesn't matter to me. Like I'm going to pee anyway.
And then tell me about these incentive bonuses that you got. Are you aware that you're making money with these sacks that you had in the first half?
This is actually funny. So when I signed my contract down here, I knew I had incentives in it. But I thought that when I got hurt last year, I missed last year's incentives. I thought that took away my incentives from this year. So my dad, just like literally 2 weeks ago, was down here in Arizona, and he asked me, he was like, hey, you're getting close to your incentives, right? And I was like, oh, no. Like, those got wiped out because of last year. He goes, oh, darn. So then fast forward to the game. After the game, I see all these tweets that are saying, like, J.J. Watt made $900,000 today. And my dad texts me. He's like, hey, I'm seeing all this stuff. Are you sure you don't have it? And I'm like, yeah, no, it sucks. And then I see more tweets. So I'm like, all right, let me call my agent real quick. So I call my agent, and I'm like, hey, I see all these tweets, man. Like, my dad's asking me. People are asking. My brothers are asking me. And he's like, oh, yeah, it's real. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah. We don't like to tell you as you get close to milestones because we don't want you to have it in your head and, like, get in your head about it. But, yeah, he made 900 grand today. I was like, oh, it's a pretty nice Christmas present.
But then if you get to 10 sacks this season, is that another $1 million?
I don't think it's another million. I think it's just $1 million total.
Oh. Because
I don't know. I still have not sat down and like actually looked at it. I do not know.
Why don't you ask your wife to look at it? I have something that says you're playing for another incentive. A 10-sack season will give him an extra $1 million.
Well, that would be nice. That would be nice.
We're talking to J.J. Watt, the older brother of T.J. Watt, joining us on the program. How's your brother doing?
He's doing good.
Wait, that was meant to be a joke that you were... I'm introducing you as T.J. Watt's older brother. That was supposed to elicit maybe a giggle.
I'm used to it by now, Dan. You can't give me any more. We've flipped roles. I am now his brother, even though I had to give him a little shit yesterday because he's a Pro Bowl starter, and I have more sacks than him this year.
Wow.
So just gave him a jab.
Do players want to go to the Pro Bowl?
I don't even know what it is this year. It's not a game anymore, right? So
yeah.
some form of skills competition. You know, when I first went to the Pro Bowl, it was when, like, Peyton Manning was kind of running the show out there.
Yep.
And so you'd go to Hawaii and you'd have the welcome meeting, and it would be, I mean, for me, I was a young guy, and it was Peyton Manning, Adrian Peterson, all these like guys that I literally looked up to, and Peyton was telling stories. And then you'd go hang out by the pool bar, and everybody's having a drink and sharing these unbelievable stories. And I just sat there kind of wide-eyed. I do think it has changed from that a little bit, especially with it being not in Hawaii anymore. Because once you were there, everybody was kind of at one resort, and there wasn't much else to do outside of it. You just, everybody hung out there and just kind of spent time with each other. I do think it's different now that it's here and it's at Vegas and there's so much to do.
Arizona's lost four in a row. You got Tampa Bay coming up on Sunday night. How many times you sacked Brady?
Once in the playoffs. Yeah, he gets the ball out so fast. It's incredible. I mean, he's brilliant, obviously. He knows every defense. He sees everything before the snap. He knows where he wants to go with the ball. I mean, you don't play till you're 45 years old without finding a way to not take too many hits, and he does an incredible job of that. So every time I play him, it's a great challenge to try to find a way to get back there before he gets it out of his hand.
You saw where the defensive back, Drake Greenlaw, a linebacker, asked for an autograph from Brady after he intercepted him. Would you swap jerseys with Brady after this game?
There's not many people I would do that with. I would certainly do it with the greatest player of all time. I do not see that happening. I'm not that guy. I don't really ask for him. And I have a feeling Tom is not that guy either. So I don't think either of us are going to be walking up to each other asking for the other jersey.
Give me an update on the heart situation. I mean, it seemed kind of scary there. I'm sure it was for you, but where do things stand now?
Yeah, fortunately, I'm in a situation where I don't think about it very often. It was extremely scary when it happened. We ran, obviously, a multitude of tests. I mean, everything from all your heart tests, your blood tests. I did a sleep study. I did everything. And basically, I was told that it could happen again tomorrow. It could not happen again for 20 more years. We really don't know. But I'm not really at risk, so I check my pulse multiple times a day. I just make sure my heart's beating in rhythm multiple times a day, and I kind of just go about my life.
When did you know something was wrong?
It was after, so it was on a Thursday, and after practice on that Thursday, I got my lift in, and then after the lift, we had meetings, and I was in the meetings, and when I stood up, I got kind of lightheaded, and I could feel like my heart, like my chest kind of beating differently. Like it just felt like fluttering, and it felt like it wasn't beating properly. So I checked my own pulse, and my heart was definitely not beating in sync. You know, your heart is normally boom, 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 boom. Mine was kind of going more boom, 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 boom. And so it freaked me out. So I went in and asked the trainers, could you guys just check me out? I think my heart's doing something weird. And when they listened to my heart, I saw the look on their face, and I was like, all right, this clearly isn't good. So then they sent me to our team doctor. He checked my heart, the same look on his face. So I was like, all right, this is really bad. And then he sent me to the cardiologist, who then he sent me to somebody else. And when the cardiologist sends you to somebody else, that's when you get a little freaked out. And eventually we got it all figured out, but it was definitely an extremely scary couple of days.
Yeah, I can only imagine, you know, that what is it? And then you got to go home and tell your wife, and then you're trying to figure out, can I still play football? You had a baby on the way at the time. That's a whole lot to process.
Yeah, no, there was a lot being processed in a short amount of time. And then somehow we were just, I mean, I partially don't want to look stuff up about it because I don't want to know, but then I also really do because I need to know. But I mean, when they told me I was fine to practice and play the next day, I trust doctors a whole lot more than myself. I'm not the smartest dude on the planet, so they went to school a lot longer than I did.
How would you have done with NIL when you went to Central Michigan?
I probably wouldn't have done too well because I don't think I would have made any money. So it would have been about the exact same. I mean, I don't think they were paying a whole lot for whatever star, no star, two star guy I was. So probably would have been very similar.
Maybe your last year at Wisconsin, you would have cashed in.
I honestly do actually believe that, like, that is where it could have played a factor, because you're a junior, possibly leaving for your senior year. You absolutely love the school that you're at. You really, I mean, for us, we lost the Rose Bowl, and you feel like you have some unfinished business and things you want to do. But the reality of the situation is that there's an opportunity to set your family up for a very long time.
Yeah,
it's hard to say that if somebody, you know, back then was like, hey, we got $1 million for you. I mean, as a 22-year-old kid, $1 million is, I mean, anybody, $1 million is unbelievable. And you don't necessarily think, well, it could be, you know, $15 million in the NFL. You're just thinking about right in front of you. So I do think that would have put more questions into my head. But I also think, man, Dan, think when you were in college. Like, if you gave me $1 million when I was in college, it is unbelievable to think about what the hell would have happened.
What would you have done with $1 million at Wisconsin?
So we have a group chat with my buddies and my brothers and also high school. And so we did this exercise the other day. And the first thing I would do is I would prepay like $5,000 in parking tickets because the parking is such a problem. I mean, I was getting towed. I was getting tickets left and right. So I would just go to the Madison parking police and say, here, guess what? You're going to see my scooter everywhere. That's fine. Just mark it on my tab. Then there would probably be a pretty large party for my teammates and I on State Street somewhere. Tabs on me, boys. And then I would have a cool apartment. I think that's just, I think as a college kid, you know, I mean, I was living in some spots, Dan. I was living in some spots. It wasn't exactly a penthouse. So I might have myself, you know, something overlooking the water there in Madison.
Well, congrats on the baby, and hopefully it's a great Christmas for everybody. And good luck against Brady. And check in on that. If you get to 10 sacks, do you make another $1 million?
Yeah, I will check in on that, actually. I'm going to check in on that today. I appreciate it. Happy to be here with a bunch of good-ass dudes today. I hope you guys have a wonderful holiday.
Because that's what we do. We're good-ass dudes.
I pay my parking tickets.
I pay my parking tickets. We're good-ass dudes. Great to hear from you. Thank you, buddy.
All right, guys. Have a great one.
All right. He went there.
That was awesome.
Yep. I'm glad he went there. Good-ass dude. How long ago was that he gave that speech on Hard Knocks?
I think that was like Hard Knocks at least 6 years ago, and then we talked about it. We played it for him on the Super Bowl show in San Francisco.
Yeah, Todd.
2015.
Oh, my God.
It's off the field, we're good-ass dudes. We're nice guys, we do the right thing. On the field, when you step on the field, you're the baddest on the planet.
Good-ass dudes.
I think we should have a whole brand, good-ass dudes. Sweatshirts, hats, fanny packs.
Christmas night, Tom Brady and the Buccaneers head to Arizona to take on the good-ass dudes, the Cardinals, Sunday 7 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. We'll take a break. Your phone call's coming up right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR, or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know I mean? Even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
Searching for a job can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, nobody's on the other end, applications that vanish. It's time to find a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals, the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge a fee when they help you with your job search. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with the help of Express Employment Professionals. And Express helps you find all kinds of jobs, manufacturing to logistics, customer service, accounting, and so many more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application, Express Employment Professionals will have you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier. Let the professionals help at Express Pros. Express Employment Professionals. It's your one connection for getting a job. Visit ExpressPros.com today and good luck.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
And if I was going to play a Beatles song, I wouldn't have played Obladi Oblada, Life Goes On.
Oh, boy.
Come on. What are you doing, Marvin? You can play Christmas music. I just don't want to play Christmas music when I'm at home or in the car.
That's when you should play it, when you're around the family. And
No. We're all good. All good. Don't need it. Holiday sports names, Todd, at the top of the hour. Now, I'm going to do it at the top of the hour because voting will close on most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved at the top of the hour. This won't have any impact on
that. That's probably
a
good thing.
And it's a good thing for you. Yes, Paulie.
Now, checking my notes, Kyle Rudolph has been used 9 times.
That's it?
Yeah, at least 9 times, Kyle Rudolph, the former tight end. He's still a tight end, I guess.
Yeah.
I think he's out of the league, though, right?
I thought he got brought back.
He is? He
could Did he go to, like, Tampa?
Right, let's say Kyle Rudolph's still in the league. I don't think that could be used anymore, though. I think 9's a cap.
Okay.
Still in the league.
Now, all of a sudden, we got rules and regulations for the Christmas names, the holiday spirit sports names. That'll be at the top of the hour, Todd.
That is the top of the hour.
Okay. Let's see. Ted in Tampa. Hi, Ted.
Hey, Merry Christmas, Dan.
Thank you, Ted. You too.
Hey. For most valuable Danette, got a good hands-on component now. You're getting the votes in from all the callers, but what you need to do is have the Danettes fend for themselves. After you get the votes, you need to have a basketball shoot-around for so many points. You need to have a golf closest to the pin competition with your virtual machine there. And then the last thing, the cup of grass, is to have the guys come out with your chime machine. And you got to play the exact chime that starts out your show. They get one shot at it.
Thank you, Ted. You gave way, way too much time thinking about this.
Sounds like an awful lot of work.
Yeah. This is just voting. I like to keep it simple. Keep it simple, stupid. That's my motto. Al in Atlanta. Hi, Al. What's on your mind today?
Bon matin, Dan. Allez-vous regarder la nouvelle saison de Emily à Paris?
Oui.
No, I'm kidding. I don't care. Good morning, Dan.
Oui. You focus, Shoshé and Libra.
Well, yeah, I would just like to call in to say thank you to you, the Danettes, all the backroom guys, everybody that makes this great show that I look forward to waking up every morning and listening. You guys do a great job of sports, talk radio, and television. To all of the callers who nominated me for MVC, I am extremely humbled, but I know that is totally Jeff in Detroit's award. Without a doubt, you should just rename it the Jeff in Detroit. And I just would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, a Happy Hanukkah, and a great New Year. Can't wait to see where we go next year.
All right. Well, thank you. That's Al in Atlanta. Been a great friend of the show. Jeff in Detroit joins us. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind today?
What up, though? Happy holidays to the brothers in the back row, the back room bros, chat row, and everybody, man. First of all, really hope you guys enjoy your vacation and your time off. You guys do a hell of a job throughout the year, and when you guys are off, you kind of miss it. So when you come back on fire, and no doubt we're going to have a lot to talk about when you guys come back. As far as the most valuable caller, me personally, James in Virginia. Anytime you can make me feel bad because you won a bet with positivity, he's always positive no matter what, and he really has my vote for most valuable caller. Most valuable Danette. Took me a little time to think about this one. Love Seton, his new positioning has opened him up, and he is funnier than he has ever been.
But
I have to say, yeah, Marvin. I'm going to tell you, coming from calling and listen to me bitch all the time about the Lions to sliding in the who's who and what's what and just adding. I mean, even Paulie has upped his snark game with him. It's just, it really made the show really good.
You know,
when change comes, it's kind of funny, but it came for the better, man.
All right. Well, thank you, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff. Merry Christmas. Yeah, Marv. Some shocker Jeff has picked you.
I can't explain it. There's no reason why.
Maybe you are the most valuable Danette. Maybe. Just maybe. By the way, there have been a couple of videos with the Washington Commanders with Ron Rivera congratulating a couple of his players. One of his players, special teams player, got on the Pro Bowl roster. And it was really great. I feel bad for the Commanders with Ron Rivera. Because they're a great story. It's just you have a horrible owner. And it makes you root against the Commanders. I mean, Terry McLaurin's a great player. You know, Taylor Heinicke undrafted and playing. Robinson comes back. I mean, they've had some great moments there. It just feels like they're an owner away from being likable. That's, you know, I love everything about them, but their owner. I normally don't care about an owner. But in this case, I do. Yeah, Paul.
That guy, Robert Sarver, he took a beating and was going to get suspended, the former Suns owner.
Yeah.
And he said, look at the market right now. I'm going to sell the Suns for probably $1 billion over their valuation. And he did it. He got $4 billion for his club. That's his punishment.
Yeah.
He got the biggest payout in NBA history. Daniel Snyder feels like, I would bet money he doesn't sell this team. I'll bet money he sells 40% and he still controls things. He does not like being told what to do. Because in this market right now would be the perfect time to sell that.
Yeah, but just... they've done everything else correct. It's just him. Now, I'm not big on the Commanders as a name change, but I like the Washington football team or club. But other than that, Ron Rivera, wonderful man. And they've played pretty well. And they're still hanging in there for a playoff spot. Yeah, Seton.
I kind of agree.
Uh-oh.
But it feels like they've done everything forward-facing well.
Yeah.
Anything that you can see publicly, like a cute YouTube video that gets out there, or like, hey, this social media post of everybody crying and hugging is great, huh? But behind the scenes, I don't know that it's taken a long time to clean all of that up.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think that their PR is doing a great job.
Well, this is what Daniel Snyder wants. Hey, judge us now, not what we did before. Like, it doesn't work that way for an owner. You know, for the front office and the hires that they've had and, you know, not much controversy. yeah, we still have to factor in what happened under Daniel Snyder and maybe still continues to happen under Daniel Snyder. More phone calls coming up. By the way, the voting stops at 11 a.m. Eastern, 8 Pacific. That's it. The polls will close. And then we'll talk about it a little bit at the top of the hour. Fritzy has his holiday sports names. Pat McAfee will join us. And then after McAfee, I'll make the announcement, the presentation for the awards. And it's been unbelievable. The response from this audience, great. Everybody's got opinions. You voted, and we appreciate it. The support that you've given this, and to some, Danettes, the lack of support that you've given them.
Who are you looking at? Who are you looking at when you said that?
And then I'll tell you who I would have voted for most valuable, least valuable, most improved, least improved. I'll have that. And we'll let the Danettes guess it as well. But McAfee will join us in the final hour of the show. Seton, you got scrunchy face. How come?
Just wondering if my stomach going to be full when I find out this news or empty? So it'll probably have a huge...
Your stomach won't be full. We won't have our meat Thursday yet. Mm. It'll be right after McAfee. We can break bread and have these awards. Well, final hour's coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.